Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ukis at the bottom of the hour. Right now, Donald Trump and his national security team are meeting in the Situation Room and evaluating what role we should continue to play or jump in a dramatic way. This is all about Israel, Iran. This is about Iran and their nuclear capabilities. This discussion, this debate, this concern has been going on for decades. If you pay attention to the news, you know this has been out there. You know administrations have taken different approaches. Where the Obama approach was a deal, where they believed in it, they believed it pushed the capabilities of Iran to have full-fledged nuclear capability decades and decades down the road. Donald Trump and eventually his assembled team said no. Nope, that's wrong. You can agree with Trump, but let's also admit this, too. If Obama or Biden were for it, there was about a 1 in 10,000 chance Donald Trump was going to be for it. Just on the purpose. And he took a different approach, and guess what? Biden went back to more of an idea of Obama, didn't strike a formal agreement again. And so now Donald Trump is back. And Bibi Netanyahu and Joe Biden during the whole Gaza situation after the... We're speaking of horrifying and terrible and grotesque. What Hamas did that day fits all the criteria. By the way, that doesn't mean in any way I've agreed with everything Bibi Netanyahu has done since. I think Bibi let's be clear on this. I don't think he's a war criminal, but he's a criminal. And I think the amount of innocent Palestinians who've been killed is vile. Doesn't mean he shouldn't have responded with force, but there was a more selective way to do it. I believe that. I don't trust the Hamas numbers in any way, though. So now, Bibi Netanyahu, he's wanted to take out nuclear's capabilities for decades. Decided last week was the time. And when we asked Major about it, because why was this time? Because just a few months ago, Tulsi Gabbard said they're not close. Today, when Donald Trump was asked about Tulsi Gabbard testifying in front of Congress, his own selected director of national intelligence said they're not close. Donald Trump said today, I don't care what she said. Major felt like, from the sourcing they have at CBS News, that Netanyahu felt emboldened because of how they responded to the Hamas attack, how they've responded to the Houthis, and how they've responded to Hezbollah. And felt like because they had diminished the capabilities of Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, that this was the time to do it. He can tell us they're closer, and he might be right. I'm not saying I'm the final word. I think it's interesting when Donald Trump's director of national intelligence is telling us a few months ago they're not on the verge, that now they were on the verge. And there are a lot of conflicting reports on that. And by the way, if anybody's thinking this is defending Iran, no, I'm not. My gripe is certainly not with the innocent citizens, but I don't want Iran in any way to have nuclear capabilities. Frightens me greatly. So they're going back and forth. And Trump today with tweets including, we own the skies. Also, we know right where the Ayatollah is. Basically, if he wanted to kill you, we could kill you. And they're meeting. And the big question becomes, the biggest question is, will he go with the bunker busting bomb that we have that Israel does not have, that could go right to their site and potentially change everything? Does he go to the fullest level? Does he ratchet up what we're providing them with armament? We're not providing troops, but he also did say in the tweet, again, Trump and facts in the tweet, good luck on you, we are controlling the skies. I know Donald would like to lead the whole world, but he's not the prime minister of Israel. I mentioned last hour, communicating with Tom Friedman. I'd love to get Tom on because he's brilliant on the topic. I don't think there's a better journalist on the planet than Tom Friedman on the Middle East. Pulitzer's to back it up. Hopefully soon, but I can only imagine the amount of requests Tom is receiving. Trump's calling for unconditional surrender. What does that mean, Dave? They're a country, last time I checked, right?
They are. Yes. They have borders and everything.
Yeah. And I didn't cry any tears when top military commanders were killed last week. But is unconditional surrender, does that mean? I assume what he's trying to say is you give up all of your nuclear capabilities.
I would think. That certainly seems to be what Israel wants out of this whole thing.
But with him, God knows what unconditional surrender means. So I want feedback on this. Do you want our country significantly more involved in Iran and Israel? Because one poll I saw today, it was overwhelming. The answer was no. Scares the bleep out of me. If we get involved. Now, here's another part of the conversation. If Israel has decided with this force to go this far, and Trump either unconditional surrender or keep talking, is Israel going to feel like they should back away now when they have taken out the scientists they've taken out? The top leaders. Don't you think Israel feels like we're in now and we want to be in to end any proximity to their nuclear capabilities? I don't see how Israel is going to feel like, yes, we took out top military people, the scientists, and we sent a strong message and killed others, but we didn't actually get to the main location. There can't be any doubt that Netanyahu wants the U.S. to be fully in. But if we do that, and we use this ultimate weaponry to attack that site, what happens next? I mean, is that World War III? Iran is just going to take that and say, you got us. We'll keep attacking Israel. But even though it was your bunker-busting bomb, we're not going to do anything to you. What does that mean to the other countries who aren't exactly friendly to the United States? I think if we go to that level, I don't think anyone has any idea what happens next. I'm a no, as of now, on the bunker busting. And our significant asset that nobody else on the planet has, because it's not because I don't want to end Iran's nuclear capabilities. It is a fear of what that leads to. Let's continue to damage them in significant ways. And maybe the sanctions are even stronger. And maybe it sets them back decades and decades. Now, you know what the Trump's folks could say? Remember when Soleimani was killed late in the Trump tenure? And people said, well, no, you can't do that. Other administrations had the capability of killing Soleimani. But if you do that, what's going to happen? And Iran responded, but I don't think we had one American fatality. That might embolden Trump himself to say, hold on. I was told Soleimani, God knows what he called him. If we did that, that would start World War III. Do you want the United States of America in this further? And to what level do you want our country in this? Because it's happening. This conversation is happening right now in the Situation Room, where they're providing him with every option, including the ultimate one. And you trust the team that Donald Trump has installed on. Pete Hegseth right now. Do you trust Pete Hegseth? Hell no.
No. I put a few above him.
Now, he also has a lot of top military leaders. Some he'd change, but a lot of top military leaders who are still very, very well respected. But in the end, the guy trusts his gut all the time. He's going to listen because he listens, but in the end, he's going to make that decision with staggering consequences. Do you want our country in this as far as they might go? 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Love a text, love a phone call. Speaking of thoroughly enjoying and loving something at your house, I love my Pella windows and doors. They have been consistent for me since I moved in this home in the aughts. I wasn't the original homeowner. Pretty quick, they moved. And I was fortunate to have Pella windows and doors. I knew about Pella, heard the commercials, but I lived it for not quite two decades, but they lived up to it every time. And last year, combination of PellaNorthland.com and going to a showroom in Plymouth and a showroom in Woodbury, I made changes. Replaced four or five windows. Most of them still were fine. And then a dramatic change in my kitchen, which made the kitchen so much better. And that all came from Pella and their design team. I move in eventually, and I made sure the next house I'm moving in has Pella. Right now, in the month of June, a great offer. 0% APR for 36 months or 50% off qualifying installations. I'm a true believer. You should be also. PellaNorthland.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
About 10 minutes from our conversation with Jamie Yuccas, we're talking this incredibly challenging and difficult situation regarding Israel, Iran, with Trump and his team meeting in the Situation Room with, as usual, a lot of truth social comments from the president about we control the air, we know where the Ayatollah is, I want unconditional surrender. Will we get involved a little bit more, a lot more, or including the bunker busting capability to go right at their specific nuclear site? A lot of different views on it. I appreciate the text coming in. Dave has called in. Dave, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So I am not a Trump voter or a Kamala voter. I wrote somebody in that I could put my head on the pillow at night and sleep comfortably. But I think Trump's history is more peace than war. So I do kind of trust what's going to happen here, that it's going to be more toward the peace side. And there may be the bunker buster going on, but it may be in the essence of ultimate peace. So I guess I trust his opinion on it, honestly.
Let me just ask you one question. I appreciate the call, and I know that feeling about that vote, by the way. I'll leave it at that. If we go to the furthest extreme and use that bomb to go right at that particular site, which some people are advocating for and may happen, don't you think that pushes ultimate peace a long ways away?
Yeah, I think that has to be the last step where we can get any place else. So that's the ultimate last step in my mind. I'm not advocating that, but the idea is that it may end up going there, though.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call. I am amused by one texter who says, I basically shouldn't talk about this, and then offers an opinion, him or herself, and disagrees with my opinion. So I shouldn't have an opinion, even though we talk politics constantly on the show and sometimes internationally, and I'm by no means describing myself as an international political expert. But we have good guests on the topic, and I pay close attention to it. So I get it if people disagree, but I'm always amused that I shouldn't give my opinion, even though I'm a talk show host who gives an opinion, but this person is allowed to give an opinion which differs from mine.
Now, are they speaking specifically on this topic or just in general,
this
you should
topic.
Keep your opinions to yourself? Because I'd be in favor of that.
This topic. Hi, Chad. Resoundingly no. More text here on how far we should go in our involvement with Israel and Iran. 651-461-9226. No, we should not get involved at this point. At this point, we are Netanyahu's flunky. He distanced himself from Netanyahu multiple times though. When he traveled over to the Middle East, didn't he meet with Netanyahu? He made a separate deal with the Houthis. Netanyahu certainly speaks more highly of Trump when he wasn't even really talking to Biden. So I get that understanding, but he did distance himself a few times. More text. Trump has consistently opposed being involved in war. He will spew the rhetoric, but I don't think he takes the steps to engage unless we are engaged first. That's my gut, too.
Mm-hmm.
That is my gut also. Because
we're getting the bluster right now?
Yeah, because this is his view, art of the deal. And if we do get involved, I can't believe we're close to our ultimate tool. Now, this is where Netanyahu and other people on his team who might believe, no, sir, we don't have the time. We have them on the run. We've killed their top people. This is the opportunity to do it. Most of the time through his presidency, he has been reluctant to do that. But you can't forget the significance of killing Soleimani. A few more texts. Nope, no further involvement in Iran. Hope the real power advisors, generals disregard Trump's orders to fire. Well, they can't. They shouldn't do that. They have to follow the commander in chief. Nope. Donald Trump should not start World War III. Few more texts here. Best scenario would be if their people stood up, the government took over. I can't believe they're liking how they're living. No, but they also see others in Iran who speak up, and they're killed or they vanish. Jamie Yuccas in just a few minutes on CCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.